Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please love me do. Love me do.
Gee, I wonder who sings this song.
Love me do.
Come. Doug Steffen.
Yes, one of the. I'm the sixth Beatle. Beatles' Love Me Do drum kit sold at auction. Well, actually, I haven't sold it yet. It's being auctioned off in California, Jen. Starting bid is $150K.
Yeah, never mind. Maybe 150 pennies.
Right. Yes. The drum that was used in the backbeat on Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
That's a piece of rock history. There's only one drum kit that was there that launched the Beatles, and this is the drum kit. So let's see. It's a Ludwig. That's a brand name, I'm sure,
yes.
For a drum. Let's see. George Martin bought it. Ringo did not play. A guy named Andy White played it on this for whatever the reason. The Beatles had hired Ringo, but they hadn't had a chance to audition him yet. Why would you hire him before you audition him? That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So Andy White played the drums, and Ringo was playing the tambourine on Love Me Do. Isn't that fascinating? That's cool, isn't it? Huh? Number one song during this week in 1964. And on the other side, the B-side of Love Me Do was P.S. I Love You. Crank this up, Jerry, will you please?
Be in love with you.
It's a great song.
Treasure these few words till we're together. Keep all my love forever. P.S. I love you.
That's Paul. Did you know that?
I've never heard this song.
Never, really?
No, really? No, I've never heard this.
Ah, really?
Until the day I do love, yes, I love you. You.
Seventh Beatle, maybe?
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that always.
It's just sweet, simple stuff. That's how they started. And that's what gave them the intro into everybody's ear all around the world. This simple stuff. I mean, listen, look at the way this is constructed. The genius of George Martin. Everything is, if Rich were here, he'd tell you, simple chords. It's everything about this is just plain simple. And their voices work so well together. You imagine?
Yeah, the harmonies are incredible.
You talk about what God does, or you know, infinite intelligence, to be able to bring these four people together with George Martin as just magical. And look at what it reminds. Look at all the pleasure that it has given people over all these years.
What a beautiful melody, too.
That's a great melody.
Yeah, that's a great song.
All right, so anyway. The drums being auctioned off. Chen Jen, see if you can put in a bid for it. Will you,
yeah, I will. Sure. What's the most I can spend?
You were right. 150 pennies is probably a good
price. Okay. I think we might be eliminated quickly, but I'll do my best, sir.
All right. So the Talking Heads' David Byrne has a new movie. Is this something we should be talking about with Chucker? What is this?
Well, maybe if he knows anything about it.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Chucker here.
Right. No one gets killed in this movie, so.
Really? You won't know anything about it?
Yeah.
We'll check on that. 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
And she was drifting. Think Green. Harrison with you. Talc products are regularly used by up to 17% of American women for genital hygiene. The Cancer Prevention Coalition has filed a petition warning that talcum powder poses major fatal risks of ovarian cancer. These could be avoided by the use of cornstarch powder as a safe alternative. Backed by 11 leading national and international scientific journals, the mortality from ovarian cancer for women over the age of 65 has escalated by 13% for white and 47% for black women, with 15,000 deaths from ovarian cancer yearly. So far, the FDA refuses to mandate a cancer warning label on talc powder, let alone ban its continued use, as politics continue to pervade public policy.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He dropped out of school when he was 12 to take care of his younger brothers. He held odd jobs for years.
At 40, he started a small service station where he lived and worked. He thought he'd try serving food to his customers. His living quarters doubled as the dining room.
People flocked to his place, so he moved to a nearby motel with a restaurant attached.
Then disaster struck. A new interstate diverted people miles away.
He was 65 years old and bankrupt.
He used his first Social Security check to start selling franchises. That's how Colonel Sanders built KFC into a household name.
His secret recipe? Never give up, and you'll eventually be a big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.